Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is podcast 951A. The A are always the segments that give you the latest medical news and what it means for you. The B's, great guests. By the way, 949A, I love that. Both the A news segment and 949, you'll want to listen to that. We talked about time-restricted eating and probiotics for preventing diabetes. It's a tremendous news story, 949A was. But the B segment, which is really what I wanted to talk about, Jason Torchinski talked about robot, take the wheel. We talked about all the social implications, where to live, what it means for crime on taking the wheel and autonomous cars. Could they be taken over? And could crime be committed in your name from an autonomous car with cybersecurity problems? You'll have to listen to the segment that was 949B. We're now on 951A. Low-carb diet, could your risk of these diseases? Which diseases? You got it. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. And that's what happened in this study. We'll get to that in a few seconds. Teen sexting may not always spell trouble. You think it's going to cause trouble, but it's now much more common, I can't believe it, than it was. This past flu season was the longest in 10 years. What does that mean for the future flu seasons? Was it caused by the weather? We'll get back to that. Also, next study, medical schools are starting to diversify. I'm going to tell you how we got women in 50% of medical schools. A great story, but an accident. Actually, it was caused by Ronald Reagan, but I'll tell you how, if you will. Next story, my child has elevated liver enzymes. What does it mean? Not much, it turns out, unless they are gaining weight or unless they're feeling sick. When elders leave the hospital, we talked about this last week, but someone asked me to bring it up again. Falls are more common. Why? It's because hospitals aren't paid if you fall in the hospital, so they've decreased exercise and mobility and letting you walk around and get stronger in the hospital. That means a real problem. Potentially deadly valley fever, coccidiomycosis, it's called, is hitting California farm workers hard. It's worrying researchers. We don't have any good treatment for it, and it does cause a bad illness if you're unlucky enough to be one of those who's vulnerable. An ailing heart and atrial fibrillation increase your risk of dementia, even in the absence of strokes. And they accelerated. And U.S. air quality slipping after years of improvement. Oh, I hate this story because it says that what's happened since the Trump administration has taken over has caused real problems in our air already. I don't like it because I was hoping it would take much longer and that the administration and others would get sense and reverse things already. Major problems, if you will, major benefits now on CBD oil. Well, the problem is the two companies that were studying CBD, really studying it well as weight loss, quit because it erased liver enzymes. So maybe CBD is causing liver problems. We don't know. And that is the major stories of the week. Let's go through them quickly if we can. Low-carb diet. Yeah, this is 16 obese people were studied at Ohio State University, so small study. But for a long period of time, they went on low-carb diet. They got rid of their metabolic syndrome. They lowered their LDL cholesterol, lowered all of their risk factors over this period of time for for heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So whatever you do that helps you lose weight seems to work, but the low-carb diet is being studied extensively, seems to be doing well. Teen sexting may not always spell trouble, although sexting was associated with engaging in risky behaviors. The study could not find whether it was cause and effect, and many of those who do sexting don't engage in risky behaviors. Wasn't clear why or why not. So sexting isn't always bad from a standpoint of risky behaviors, but talk to your teens. Things are on the internet forever now. Past flu season lasted from November, peaked in mid-February, trailed off in April. That's the longest. Is it due to the weather changes? The CDC says it doesn't know. Medical schools were starting to diversify. Let me give you the story about UC San Francisco. We were starting to march in 1967 because we had just left Berkeley. That is, our school had just been split from Berkeley a couple years before. We were the medical school associated with it, but Ronald Reagan closed Berkeley. We wanted to march in sympathy with those people when Ronald Reagan closed Berkeley over the protests over the Vietnam War. So we started to march. The dean, who is a new dean, and the chancellor rushed out and said, "You can't do it, guys. You can't do it." We were doing it on the front stairs of the medical school. He says, "Come on in. I'll give you anything you want. You can't do it. We can't have the governor of California close our school." So we ran in. 10 of us went into his office out of the group, representing the group. And they were the officers of the class and a few others. And he said, "What do you want?" Of course, we didn't know what we want. So we met that, and we said, "Can we have 24 hours? We met that night, and with our advisors, a guy named Michael Bishop and a guy named Harold Varmus. Yeah, they're the ones who eventually got the Nobel Prize. But they were our class advisors at the time. We said, "What should we do?" Da, da, da. We thought it all over. The next day, we said, came back, and we said, "We think women are as smart as men. Instead of 10% of the class, they were always 10%. We were 134 in the class, 13 women. We said, "We think they should be 50-50. And to our surprise, the chancellor and the dean said, "Done! You've got it!" And that's why the class of 1973 at the University of California, San Francisco was 50% women, 50% men. It was the first admitting class after we did that. And from then on, it was 50-50. He lived up to it, and that's why things have changed. And all other medical schools competed with him. We don't have that type of marching or closure of schools now, but that's how it happened. Now, my child has elevated liver enzymes. What does it mean? It usually means nothing. That's right. It usually means nothing if that happens in your child, unless they are sick or unless they are overweight, because they could have developing fatty liver disease. In that case, it is scary. As is the potentially deadly valley fever. California farm workers are getting it. This is coccidiomycosis. We don't have a treatment. It's increasing with dust storms. It's increasing with the global warming. And, you know, it's pretty darn hot in the summer there. And dust blows. They haven't been getting enough rain in those areas. And that spreads this deadly disease. Be careful about it. Ailing heart, heart disease, and arrhythmias, even without a stroke, seem to accelerate dementia. In the large studies, two of which, one was done in the United Kingdom, 8,000 people, another done in Korea with 10,000 people, these problems increase it. And as I said, U.S. air quality has slipped considerably from 2016 till now, with 15% more bad air days. I don't know whether this is due to the weather or due to the lax regulations. I think it's too soon for the regulations to have an effect. And as we taught you about the other story, be careful with CBD. You may want to get your liver function checked before and after you're on it, if you're on it, because it does look like it can cause some bad diseases. This has been your podcast. Remember, low-carb diet reduces the risk of a number of problems. Get your heart in shape, because bad heart or atrial fibrillation, get it controlled, because those accelerate dementia. And if you're in the hospital because of any cause, make sure they get PT to help you walk and get physically active. Get your relatives to be aggressive about you getting mobile, because people leaving the hospital have not been getting enough motion, and that means they're much more at risk of falling when they get home. Thanks very much for great engineering. Again, from the people at Gab Radio, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I hope you got us from Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you got us from. Thanks very much. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. And make sure you listen to the B segment. We have a great one coming up. Remember, my favorite, if you will, shows recently, 949A and 949B, Robot Take the Wheel, a great interview section. Thanks again for listening. And thank you for telling your friends about us.